And as Halloween wraps up on the 31st, we look ahead to the following day. November 1st marks the day of the traditionally Mexican holiday Día de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead, a gathering to celebrate the lives of those who've passed away. The Nelson Atkins Museum of Art is hosting its second annual Day of the Dead celebration on November 4th, and Mexican artist Betsabe Romero and area artists have come together to create a special altar installation for the event. Reporter Julie Dinesche visited during the altar construction.
As the annual Day of the Dead celebration approaches, Kirkwood Hall at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art is bathed in an orange glow of light. The marbled hall has been lushly decorated with glowing paper lanterns, marigold garlands, and floating memorial altars for two Mexican artists who died in the past year. Mexican artist Betsabe Romero directs a team from the Mattie Road Center as they add bread, candles, and decorated bottles of tequila to the display.
You don't need to be Mexican or Latino to think about how memories are important.
During the Day of the Dead celebration on November 4th, visitors are encouraged to add offerings and memorials of their own to the altar.
I'm Jessica Manco. I'm the gallery and education coordinator at Mattie Rhodes Art Center. I really love the idea, too, of how she designed the lanterns with the strings coming down to so that people that are coming into the space can also add their own memories to it, and I think that's going to help people connect, even if they're unfamiliar with this celebration.
Jenny Mendez, Cultural Arts Director of Mattie Road Center. It brings such a glow to this area that's not normally here. The glow meaning of the color of the marigolds, but then also the light from the lanterns that are hanging. It seems somewhat delicate, but at the same time, powerful.
Visiting artist Betsabe Romero says she hopes that her altar will break the boundaries between life and death, contemporary and traditional.
Street culture and museum culture can be together in this kind of celebration, and that's what is very rich.
My name's Judy Koch. I work here at the Nelson as Director of Education and Interpretive Programs. It's important to take a moment in our busy lives where we're really thinking about our schedules and what we have to get done and sort of stop and think about the contributions that people have made to enrich our lives that are no longer with us.
Julie Dinesche, KCR News.